at 98.1 FM, WTV1BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. U.S. officials say plans are now approved to hit Iranian targets inside Iraq and Syria in retaliation for the Iran-linked drone attack that killed three Americans. CBS's David Martin.
It's not going to look like these one-and-done retaliatory strikes we have seen up until now. This is going to be more like a bombing campaign.
Those strikes expected to take place over a number of days. A 1-2 weather punch begins along the California coast. CBS's Elise Preston from Sacramento.
Not only will this storm continue to bring flooding rain and gusty winds, we're looking at a second system moving in this weekend. That storm could be even worse.
Lawmakers promising social media reform after Mark Zuckerberg apologized to parents over the dangers online. Lori Schott's daughter died by suicide.
I thought it was hollow. I will say it time and time again. It wasn't sincere. It wasn't spoken as we have lost our most precious asset.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says hospital and clinic layoffs in western Wisconsin didn't have to be as sweeping as they are. He blames former Governor Scott Walker and the legislature for turning down more than $2 billion in Medicaid money under the Affordable Care Act.
Simple as that. If Medicaid expansion was in place, some of those folks would have gotten more money through Medicare and maybe have saved their jobs.
Evers at a WisPolitics luncheon this week. Museums in Wisconsin are scrambling to comply with a new federal rule that makes them get permission from tribal nations before displaying certain Native American artifacts. The new rule means significant changes for museums in other parts of the country, but less so in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine pastor accused of sexually assaulting a teenager is reported to be in the country illegally. That's according to WISN 12. Bernabe Leon Alvarez is a citizen of Mexico and is currently being held in ICE custody pending immigration proceedings. He didn't appear at a scheduled court hearing yesterday. Racine police say he works at a church that rents space from another church in Racine. Police suspect that there may be additional victims. An alliance of tech companies and universities in the Great Lakes region are getting a $15 million grant to try and clean the water. The Great Lakes Renew Initiative is part of an effort to stimulate economic growth and innovation. The specific grant money will be used locally to find out how to extract hazardous substances and minerals from wastewater. Depending on how well they do, they could be able to receive more funding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks came back but could not score at the end. Giannis missing from the foul line with only a second to play. Mark Jones on ESPN.
You see so many players forget they have to hit the rim. It comes off, tipped out, but it goes to Brogdon. And that's it. Game over.
The final, the Trailblazers 119, the Bucks 116. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard, 25 points in his return to Portland.
You know, I came in, I was like, man, I'm actually going to the visitors' locker room. I didn't really know where I was going, honestly.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, these games are tough games. The home team always wants to beat the star coming back. That's 100%. You can see in their jubilation.
NFL, the Packers have a new defensive coordinator. He is Jeff Hafley, the 44-year-old head coach at Boston College, where he led the Eagles to bowl games in 3 out of 4 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WR.
WRJN.
Some patchy dense fog this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day today. We'll get to about 43 for a high with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning. A little sun in the afternoon with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. God's mind, radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is award-winning print, television, and radio journalist Joe McNally. And you know, Joe, we were talking about, I wanted to talk about the last three articles that you wrote in the Shepherd Express. But before we go there, we got a caller. CJ, you want to say what?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Earl and Mr. McNally. As I listen to, you know, he sounds more like a pundit than a journalist, because he's focused on Donald Trump, but he avoids to discuss what this president with the Middle East, the border, and the failures of this administration. So I wish and would like to hear something about today that Joe Biden has done to correct the border. You simply have to look at a chart and see the number go from 30,000 a month to 302,000. Last month.
So CJ, I want to say to you, CJ, that it's not a matter of what you want to hear. Joe McNally, I've asked him to talk about the last three articles that he wrote for the Shepherd Express, and that's what we're going to focus on. It's not a matter of what you want to hear. We're talking about Joe's last three articles. Thank you very much for the call. So Joe,
thank you. Thank you, Earl. But let me say, though, I think everything we've been talking about this morning is not about the past, but the future, and the future under Joe Biden as opposed to Donald Trump. I mean, that's simple. One candidate supports democracy and the other one doesn't. One candidate supports equal rights for women and black and brown voters in this country, and the other one doesn't. One, talk about immigration, neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump, as in their presidencies, have succeeded in doing anything about the border, because you can't do anything with about the border without Congress passing legislation. And Congress refuses to pass legislation, including a border deal that House Republicans, the nuttiest right-wing Republicans in office right now, worked out with Democrats to add more security at the border, to give the president the right to actually shut down the border. You know, Donald Trump says, you know, that when he's president, he'll just shut down the border. No, he can't do that. And neither can Joe Biden. It requires legislation. There are courts in this country. Donald Trump, if he attempted to shut down the border, the first thing that would happen is the ACLU would go to court and get a restraining order, because that would be a violation of international law, of American laws, of all kinds of laws regarding refugees seeking who are fleeing from corruption and violence in order to save their own lives. Most of the policies that Donald Trump tried to use to shut down the border were overthrown in the court system, and he wasn't allowed to do it. And neither would Joe Biden be allowed to do it. You have to get the Congress of the United States to pass legislation to change what's going on at the border, and they can't write legislation that violates international law or the Constitution of the United States. And every attempt to do something illegal at the border to shut down immigration has failed, ultimately, because we are a nation of laws. And while Donald Trump is claiming that if he is elected, he can actually do all of the things that he didn't do as president for 4 years to shut down the border, he can't, and neither can Joe Biden. And that's why there has to be some kind of legislation that Republicans and Democrats can agree upon about the border that will be legal and constitutional, and neither party has figured out how to do that yet.
Hey Joe. Joe, hang on a second. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, first of all, regarding the border situation, I wonder how many of these people that are screaming about, you know, stop the floods coming over the border, have actually even seen or met an immigrant, either legal or undocumented. And my guess would be the vast majority of them have not. It's just, you know, this is just so overblown that it's ridiculous. Now, is there a problem down there? Absolutely. It's been exacerbated by the fact that repeatedly funding has been cut back, and the number of agents has been cut back. And there's been, you know, there was legislation over a year ago that would have allowed for more funding and allowed us to get more agents to handle that situation. But that was blocked. There is currently legislation that's bipartisan that the majority of Democrats and Republicans, when you put it together, would agree on and pass, that would allow virtually everything that the Republicans have demanded. Well, what's stopping it? Well, again, it's, you know, it's Trump saying, and he's not even in government, and he's making demands on the people that are so that he can get reelected. this sort of thing has been tried. It goes all the way back as far as, at least as far as Carter, when the unlawfully, there were negotiations from I don't remember who was running for president against him at that time, but the bottom line is, I think it was Reagan.
Yeah, it was Reagan. Anyway, 1986.
Yeah, and the bottom line for that was they interfered with international negotiations in order to elect a president, and it's illegal. The only person that's supposed to be able to do international negotiations, if it's a single person, is the president, or through the administration at least. You can't go in as a private citizen and make an international agreement, and that's essentially what Reagan did. I'm sure you get the picture, but the thing that's scary about this is the craziness of some of the Trump supporters. I've seen interviews where people have said things like, if I wanted to live in a democracy, I wouldn't be voting for Trump. Those people have no idea what it's like to live in a dictatorship. And I've been in countries where there have been dictatorships. You see, you know, their TSA has got Uzis over their shoulders because it's the military and in the airport, stuff like that. These people have no idea what they're asking for.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Joel, you want to respond to anything Jack had to say?
Yeah, I do appreciate the call, absolutely. I mean, that is it. I mean, you can't violate the Constitution. You can't violate America. You can't, there has never been a democratic country. There's never been a democracy that can shut down their borders to keep people from coming to their country. They really haven't. And the fact that the United States of America, as ugly and racist as Donald Trump and his supporters are, as determined as they are to be a white supremacist country, the fact that black and brown people still have hope of coming here and so being able to support their families and to send money back home to their families sometimes, because this is still an attractive country. And you know what else? You know what is amazing about this whole ugly argument? The United States of America desperately needs generations of new young workers because we are an aging nation. We are too old and have too many. You know, we have such good health care that Donald Trump tried to destroy, that people are living longer and work, and they can't work all their lives. And for Social Security to continue to operate, for all of our support systems in this country, for our entire nation to operate, we need workers in our economy. And we're losing working age workers, basically, and the dairy farms all over Wisconsin that really do need immigrant labor, those people are willing to do that work, and the children of those farmers aren't.
And so, Joel,
that is the fact.
Joel, hang on. 844-967-2789. Award-winning journalist Joel McNally is my guest.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the State Fair main stage on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed a billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows around the world, performing hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale now at wistatefair.com. And all this week, Don Rosen has your chance to win a pair between 6 and 8 a.m. on WRJN. Thank God I
do. Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Daryl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning journalist Joel McNally. And Joel, so what I want to do is I want to go to your latest article now, the issues that will decide the presidential election. This is January 29th, appeared in the Shepherd Express. Joel, the issues that will decide the presidential election. Let's talk a little bit about what you say those issues are.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about it all morning, frankly. I mean, the last three articles I've written have been basically the same article. that in fact, this is going to be the most important election in our lifetimes, and I would argue in the history of the country, almost, because we've never had a presidential election in which one of the candidates opposes American democracy, and the other supports it. I mean, that is such an absurd idea. But that is what has happened because the Republican Party over the 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency and now going on 4 years since he was removed from office by an overwhelming majority of the American people, 7 million votes margin, but 81 million votes, the most votes ever cast for a winning president were cast for Joe Biden. 81 million. Now, that tells you that the majority in this country supports democracy. And frankly, Republicans are insane to nominate him again. They are insane. But they are terrified that they're going to lose that 30% of hardcore white supremacists who believe every word that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth. They are, believe it or not, they are afraid they are going to lose the votes of the violent people who chased both Democrats and Republicans through the halls of Congress, threatening to murder them and attempting to murder them, by beating them with clubs, by beating 140 police officers unconscious and giving them physical injuries and brain injuries, frankly, when they were beaten down while people were shrieking hate at them, yelling, "Kill him with his own gun." These are the people they're afraid of losing support in the next presidential election. And so they're terrified to do anything that drives those voters away from the Republican Party.
You know, Joe.
Those voters don't deserve, they have the right to vote in America, but they certainly don't have the right to enforce their opinions about democracy on all the rest of the people who want to live in a free country.
You know, Joe, for those who don't know, you live in Charlottesville, Virginia, and you witnessed firsthand when those people came through your town, through your community, with pitchforks and all sorts of things. Let's talk a little bit about, you remember that, so you're not fabricating anything.
And you know what? Those the same people who came here in 2017, and they wore Nazi armbands, they carried Nazi flags, and they carried Confederate flags. A week before, they were here rioting in our streets. The Klan itself came here, you know, with their hoods, wearing their hoods. They were also here in 2000. You know, a couple weeks later, as neo-Nazis wearing their armbands. But they came from all over America. And you know what that was called? It was called the Unite the Right rally. Their idea of a rally was to beat African Americans with flagpoles in our streets, just like they beat those police officers on January 6, 21. They were the same people. The same people who were here from all over America were in Washington, D.C. from all over America. One group opened Trump's presidency. That Unite the Right rally was a celebration of Donald Trump's presidency and his election. And they were the same ones who closed Donald Trump's presidency when he tried to use them to stay in office after refusing and trying to browbeat his own vice president into helping him overthrow the government to stay in office after losing the election. Frankly, Mike Pence refused. And because he refused, during the riot on January 6th, Donald Trump sent an email to the rioters that Mike Pence had let them down and refused to save his presidency. And they immediately started chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." This is the man that the Republican Party is nominating this year to run for president again. Yeah, so he can have another crack at destroying democracy violently by mob rule in America. That is insane for the Republican Party to do that. And the American people know it. And here's my final point I want to make. I don't think the Supreme Court is going to delay the trial of Donald Trump over January 6th until after November. It's currently scheduled to start March 4th. Okay? Most people think that, you know, because of this, that presidential immunity thing that says, you know, he can commit any violent crimes he wanted to as president of the United States. That's in an appeals court now, and there'll be a ruling any day, and then the Supreme Court's going to have to deal with it.
So, Joe, when we come back, we've got some callers who want to weigh in. Joe McNally, award-winning journalist, is my guess.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
WRJN. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers want to offer some relief to communities where the universities of Wisconsin are closing two-year branch campuses. A bill in the legislature would give $2 million to county governments for repurposing empty academic buildings. The grants would be administered by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Small-town Wisconsin has it especially bad as the state scrambles to fill a shortage of health care workers. John Ike leads the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health. He says fewer rural providers means patients don't get quality care.
Maybe the staffing ratios are worse for patients. I mean, I think there's a lot of ways that patients are not served as well.
Governor Evers has formed a task force which will try to find solutions in time for work on the next two-year state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 70 years, a significant change is coming to the sports community in Kenosha County. The banquet portion of Sports Night at Holy Rosary is being discontinued. Organizers have cited the increasing expenses associated with bringing in speakers as the reason for the decision. The tradition of awarding scholarships to outstanding high school athletes will continue, recognizing their achievements. Hundreds of Milwaukee insurance workers don't have to commute during the RNC. The CEO of Northwestern Mutual has recommended that hundreds of workers at the company's downtown headquarters work from home during the Republican National Convention. Disruptions to travel and heightened security measures are the reasons given. Spring primaries are in the air. To see your ballot and if you're voting this month, check myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Jon Stewart fans will be thrilled that he returns to host The Daily Show one night a week for election coverage starting February 12th. Stewart will anchor on Monday nights. Those who don't like Jon Stewart don't watch The Daily Show anyway, so nothing to see here. Award season is in full swing, and topping this year's list with 7 nominations is Sylvester Stallone's Expendables 4. Did I mention this is for the Golden Raspberry Awards, a.k.a. the Razzies, and not the Oscars? The film is up for Worst Film, Worst Supporting Actor, that would be Sly, Worst Supporting Actress, Megan Fox, and Worst Screenplay, which took 5 credited writers to achieve. On a more serious note, the movie The Beekeeper is a fantastic action film. The genre is hard to pull off without looking too cheesy. The film gets a little crazy at the end, but it's a really fun watch. 2 big thumbs up. Well, medium thumbs. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN.
Some patchy dense fog this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day today. We'll get to about 43 for a high with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop down to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning. A little sun in the afternoon with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave? Taking every breath with you.
got to apologize, Calvin. I was being carried away by Phil Collins. I forgot I had a radio show and a guest on the line. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is still my good friend and former colleague, and Joel McNally. Let's go to the phone lines. And Stephen from Green Bay, good morning to you, Stephen. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I can understand how you'd be carried away by Phil Collins. I was enjoying that shit myself. With that being said, I have a couple of questions for your guest that I'm hoping he can answer. And I'll make it quick because I know you probably have a packed line. The first question is, how did we get to this point in our democracy to begin with? And then the second question would be, I guess I don't understand what the appeal of Trump is and really how he conjured up the base he did. And I was just wondering if he could shed some light into those two topics for me. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stephen, as always. Joe?
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. I was with you in 2016. I did not believe Donald Trump could get elected president in the United States. And neither did a lot of other progressives and intelligent people. we had a whole lot more faith in democracy than was warranted at that time. They looked at progressives weren't very happy with the choices in 2016. But we were pretty sure that someone who was as openly racist as Donald Trump would have trouble getting elected. And Republicans thought so, too. And you know what? Trump thought so as well. He was running a fake election. He simply wanted to attract a lot of attention by being the presidential candidate. And then use it exactly the way he used his presidency and his candidacy to raise money and to get money into his personal family and businesses. It was all a publicity scam to start with. And he was as shocked as anyone when he got elected, frankly. He didn't put his own money into the election. He relied on extreme right-wing people who were glad to hear someone talking openly racist. He came down that elevator talking openly racist. The golden escalator, saying that black and brown people coming across our southern border were raping and murdering Americans, and we had to stop it. So he attracted ugly people to start with, and we were pretty sure that those ugly people weren't the majority in America, and they never have been. But by not turning out enough progressives to vote, and there were more ugly racists who weren't saying it out loud than we thought in America, and he won. It was shocking. It was terrible, and it shocked the world. But here's what happened, though. It was so unrepresentative that 2 years later, there were record turnouts to vote to win the House of Representatives. 2 years after that, he not only lost re-election, but lost the presidency. And the Republican Party lost the Senate.
Right.
And then in the midterms of Biden, they thought that they could win the House back. They barely did. They thought they were going to win a huge 30 or 40 vote majority in the House, and they did. They didn't. They were held to a few votes, and now they're down to two votes. Not only that, but they just lost this past year in 2023 in Virginia, where I live, and in Pennsylvania, and other venues, and So they've lost every election under Donald Trump. And believe me, none of us can understand the people who actually are attracted to this guy. But the other thing that helps him is the cowardice of all the Republicans that know better. And they are afraid of losing those votes of crazy, crazy people.
Joe, let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And that's what we are fighting for in this upcoming election, is a democracy or an authoritarian dictatorship. Also, we need to remember Joe Biden is a workhorse. He is results-oriented, whereas Donald Trump is just a show horse. He's just basically someone that you saw on The Apprentice, and a lot of people got, you know, suckered in by that whole thing because it made him like Mr.
Irrelevant.
Smart titan of business, yeah, and all that kind of stuff that people, you know, really, really were, you know, were tricked by him. And I just hope people really, you know, look at the results that are coming with the internet coming into some of the rural areas of Wisconsin, and the bridge in Superior, and, you know, all the different things that are infrastructure that, you know what, once I wish Joe Biden would say, you know what, I'm not going to be here forever. In fact, I'm, you know, probably going to be gone soon, but you know what, I'm doing this for your future. This is your government. This is about your future. And that's why, like our other Eisenhower with the freeway system and all these different things, did infrastructure. Donald Trump is a show horse, and he is a rapist. And I wish people quit saying he's a sexual offender. No, he's a rapist. He raped E. Jean Carroll. And that's what people need to start calling him. And to answer Stephen's question, one of the biggest things that happens, Stephen, to our democracy is money and politics. And Citizens United 20 years ago. And somehow this whole idea of us wanting our president to be like us, dumbed down and want to have a beer with. So I would just say, you know, please, everybody, you know, even go to selectacandidatequiz.com, take a quiz, and you'll find out where it is that you line up.
Hey, Tom, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Susan, thank you.
Hi, good morning. Another wonderful show.
Thank you.
Like I always say, I've read everybody's book who actually worked for him or under him and under Trump. And I find that my take on this is if they don't support him, they feel that the money and the power will go away. And the other people who support him that are not connected with the government, it shows you the volume of racial hatred, fascism, that is actually in this country. Because you have to be a fascist in order to support Donald Trump. I'm sorry, that's how my take on it.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Joe.
Yeah, thanks to all those folks. I mean, the truth is that the overwhelming majority of Americans know exactly everything Stephen, Tom, and Susan have said. Yeah, they really do. And they also know that one candidate is on their side and on the side of America, and the other candidate wants to basically end democracy in America. And boy, what could be a more important reason to get out to vote in the presidential election? Everything that the majority of the Americans care about right now, and I'll tell you, to me, I'll tell you what they are. They're abortion rights. They are guns and keeping guns out of our schools, and especially assault rifles that were never made for civilian use. They're made for the military fighting in wars. They used against kindergartners or sixth graders, six-year-olds they blow those little bodies away, and we're seeing it done over and over again, and it, that is sick, and we got to remove those from our schools, and from civilian use, and we actually have to work on climate change, and to stop the destruction of our planet by ourselves, with the weather catastrophes that are getting worse all the time, from heat to flood to wildfires, to earthquakes, to tidal waves, you name it. I mean, that is insane. We're seeing it happen before our eyes. And all of those things matter to all of the futures of our families and our children. And we have to act on it.
You know, Joel.
There's just no question.
The financial gap between the American people and those at the top is also, you know, we've certainly got to fix that.
And you know what? You know what? It is fixed. It is like pulling teeth to get the economists to admit it in public these days. And just yesterday, the Fed said quite casually, you know, that the economy is really good. Why aren't more people saying that out loud? And why isn't the Fed saying, you know what, this really worked well with Joe Biden continuing to create jobs throughout his presidency, through the first 3 years of his presidency, and going into the fourth year of his presidency, the economy is booming. You know what? I keep reading these stories every month when the economic reports come out, and they say, you know, economists were surprised again by just how terrific, everything is in America right now. The economy is booming. The stock market is booming. The unemployment rate has stayed around 3%, below 3%. It is insane how in fact good the economy is. Everyone talks about when gas prices hit $5. I now pay $2.80 or something like that for gasoline, and no one talks about that. It's up there in the same big number, you know, on every highway that the $5 was. But everyone's talking about what it was a year and a half ago or something. Boy, it was really high back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Joe, I got to get you to hang on. I got to take our last, pay some bills. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up with my good friend and former colleague, award-winning journalist Joe McNally.
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the State Fair main stage on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed 1 billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows around the world, performing hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale now at wistatefair.com. And all this week, Don Rosen has your chance to win a pair between 6 and 8 a.m. on WRJN. Thank God
I do. You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest has been award-winning journalist Joe McNally. Let's take this final call from Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. You say what?
Hey, how you doing, Earl and
Joel? Right.
Hey, man, I just got to thank you for two things this morning. Number one, Earl, thanks for playing that Doobie Brothers, man. You always get that Doobie Brothers. That was Doobie Brothers, right?
Which one?
That last song you came into with.
Oh, now, yeah.
Isn't okay. That Doobie Brothers?
Yeah, no, I don't know, but just.
Yeah, yeah. Last time I called Doobie Brothers was playing. I don't want to get sidetracked.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you for a great show. I've enjoyed listening to the mayor and enjoyed listening to Joel McNally. But as I sit here, you know, it made me think of all throughout my life. I always, you know, when it came to voting in politics, it was always, you know, well, you got to vote for good, you got to vote for the evil. But most of the time, I want to say growing up, I always, I got to go there and I got to vote for the worst of two evils. And I just can't help but think of, out there in America, you know, when you look at Joe Biden and you look at Donald Trump, I mean, I would think that would be an obvious choice at this point in the game. If you care anything about democracy, it's a pretty obvious choice. That's all I want.
Hey, Rico, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for always listening. You know, Joel, as we get ready to wrap this up,
thank you.
What people should know about you is you've always been what we call a cockeyed optimist. And and so you always told me when I would not have faith, you would always say, Earl, I've got more faith in the American people than that. And even in this time where, you know, we're so terrified of what can happen, you still have faith that the American people aren't going to put this man back in office.
Now, I don't think there's a choice. I have to be that way, Earl. I the only thing, if you're not that way these days, the consequences are so dire. They are so dire, you wouldn't want to put one foot in front of another and go on. So all you can do, and I am energized. I thrive at bad times because that makes it that much more important for all the people that we've heard over this last half hour on your show. That makes it so important that every one of those people who do know the right thing and do know the difference between Joe Biden as just a decent, fine human being who is trying to do the job of President of the United States to the best of his ability to make life better for people in America every day, compared to someone who has the Republican Party running on hate, running on racism, running on misogyny, running on, you know, destroy democracy in America, and only support the president, only support elections if you win them. No. I mean, none of us want to prevent Republicans from voting. I would wish they would be more and vote more intelligently and would not vote for hate. I would wish that the evangelicals would pay a little attention to what Jesus Christ stood for instead of what Donald Trump stands for. I don't understand. I grew up in a mainstream church, and I simply don't understand this version of what these Christians call religion. That's not the Christianity I learned in Sunday school.
Love thy neighbor as thyself.
God is love, not hate.
Yeah, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't understand how they can call that, what I always hear from the other side is, are you then saying that all Republicans are racist? Well, in my definition, if you support a president of the United States who is openly racist, that's being a racist. And so, yeah, I guess. But we also know that some of those Republicans are more intelligent enough to know better. In fact, you want know what? Most of the Republicans who went elected office these days are very well educated. Some by some in the finest schools, you know, Princeton and Harvard and Yale and all those places. Those are some of the ugliest Republicans in public office. So I know they're smarter than that. I know they're smarter than that. Now, I know Donald Trump is not smarter than that. I know he's not a very intelligent man. He's not a very bright man. But the fact that people who know better would continue to support him just because they can get something out of it, maybe a bigger tax cut for people in their wage bracket, I don't know. But I can't understand that if it's going to mean destroying democracy and destroying this country. You talked earlier about the DIE, you know, diversity, equality, equity and inclusion. And that is the definition of America. America is diverse, equitable, and
should be inclusive.
And wants it to have everyone included. That is democracy in America. And Republicans are standing up and saying, get rid of diversity in America. Get rid of equity in America. Get rid of inclusiveness in America. Well, if you get rid of those, you don't have America. So I can't understand how intelligent people can say that or vote that way.
Hey, Joe, we've got to leave it there, but I guarantee you it's an election year. I'll be coming back to you again, again, and again. That's my guest, award-winning journalist Joe McNally. Thank everybody who made the show go up next. Jane Mednair and Greg Bott and Mednair on air. See you tomorrow.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allbolt. Thursday at noon, our old friend, columnist, and Renaissance man, John Roach, stops by. Don't miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the High School Musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on AM 1400 and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
WRJN, your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, U.S.